No. Today I've been assigned some more work. I've been told that I should talk on some anecdotes of Parampuja Sri late Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. Rather, people know him as the Guru of Vivekananda. Vivekananda went in the Parliamentary religion, which was being held at Chicago, and has made a name. As if people know him better. So, he was the Guru of Vivekananda. I am going to tell some stories which are not popularly known. One of the interesting stories is, well, there are some 3 or 4 photos of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa which are available today, which are real, which are taken. One of them is the most common pose where he is sitting in meditation in Padmasana with his hands interlocked into his lap. If you see the real pictures which are available in the Ramakrishna Mission, and the people have also purchased elsewhere them in their houses, above the head of Ramakrishna you will find in that particular picture a sort of an arc. An arc is a part of a circle. So you'll find a small arc starting from one side of the frame and going to the other side of the frame, barely touching the head of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. What was it? How is it that it's there in every picture? There's the story behind it. The disciples of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa were pondering among themselves that, well, the posterity should know the form of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, how absolutely free from ego he looked. They wanted a photo. In those days, photos were rare. Finally, they pitched upon one photographer, one Christian photographer, in the old Delhi, in Bagh Bazaar. They especially the first disciple of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, who was known as the mentally adopted son, Manasika Putra of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, namely Brahmananda, or more popularly known as Rakhal Maharaj. And he, followed by some 2 or 3 other disciples, they went to his house, contacted him. He agreed to come and take a picture of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa the very next day. At last the day came, and all these disciples were sitting and talking with their Gurudev. And while talking, suddenly Ramakrishna Paramahamsa went into a deep samadhi, in a deep satori, a state of super consciousness, where he was not aware of his body, where he was not aware of his environment, where he was not aware of the people around him. And then they say, we should not sit here. So they trooped out. Just when they were trooping out, the photographer was entering. In those days, it was a cumbersome affair. It was a very big equipment, just of some cabinet, just like a big cabinet. And he has to bring something like an easel stand. They have tripod, they have big tripod, and then the sensitive plate used to be very big, and that was to be put, and the person will be having a black cloth which he will be putting over his head in order to shut off any other lights on the sides. And then he will come up again and again and again, and then try to adjust the heads of some people, the shoulders of some people, so that it should look nice in the picture. The moment he was entering, Brahmananda cautioned him, "Look here, our master is in Samadhi. So you should not try to disturb him, never touch him. Go there, take the photo, come back quietly." When he went there, as Paramahamsa was in Samadhi, his head was completely bent down. So if he was to take the picture, the face won't come in it. They can only see a bent head. So your picture should be nice. So he, in spite of the caution he had, he goes towards Thakur and straightens his head. He just lifts it up. It's bent. So he lifts it up a little, putting his hands on the top and under the jaw. He was trying to straighten it. When he was straightening it out, suddenly the entire body of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa shot up a little distance, say about 2 to 3 feet upwards away from the ground. He was shocked. He thought, "Oh my Lord, there is some spirit, some ghost. Oh Lord, where am I? And where have been involved?" He was terrifically afraid. He came back and was looking through his camera. And to his satisfaction, that is called levitation, a sort of a siddhi which comes in the course of a sadhana. When a similar sadhana is being done, such siddhis normally come. This is called levitation, to lift. He becomes so light that he can lift himself up some 3 feet above, 4 feet above the ground, in the same posture in which he is sitting on the ground. Well, he went away, and for months together there was no news from him. When emissary after emissary was sent by Brahmananda to contact him and to bring the photo, well, some excuse or other, he never gave the photo. And rightly, Brahmananda was highly annoyed. Brahmananda himself, along with another disciple, went to his place. He said, "Hey, you rascal, what has happened? It's now 6 months and you have not delivered the photos to us." Then he told the whole story, which has not told anybody else. "Sir, I am afraid. Look here, that particular sensitive plate, I have kept there in Almera. I am afraid to go near it, sir. I think that ghost is somewhere there inside it." He said, "Fool, no ghost can come where I stand. Come on, bring it here." He goes and he brings with both the hands that big plate. His hands are shaking and trembling. So, in that process, that sensitive plate fell down and broke into 2 pieces. So, the one piece was concave and the other piece was convex, and thus the 2 parts fell apart. Then, again, Brahmananda charged him, "Come on, pick up both the things and keep them together and take another photo and now I am coming inside with you. Develop it. He developed the photo. And the place where the two pieces were joined, it was exactly like an arc of a circle. And it still remains in all the photos. This is just an interesting story. I'll tell you another story of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, which is not known so much to people. A great scholar, he was known as Tarka Shardula. The one was an expert in Tarka or logic. His name was Sambhattacharya. He came all the way from East Bengal. As we had heard that Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was well versed in spirituality, so he wanted to discuss with him, argue with him. He has several times argued with the great pandits and scholars of various places and he has defeated them in arguments. With that idea he came. He says, "Oh Paramahamsa, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock we'll be in that hall and let us argue. Let us see who comes, who is defeated and who comes as the victor." Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was, I told you, he was the epitome of humility. So he agreed. And he was staying in another room. Early morning, by about 4:30 or 5, Mother Kali walked into Ramakrishna's room. "Hey, Ramakrishna, look here. That pandit has gone to take his bath. His room is open. Go there. Underneath his pillow, he has kept a small lota, a small vessel. And whenever he wants to argue with somebody, last minute, he washes his hands with the water in that lota and that gives him all the power. He wins invariably. So you bring that lota and keep it under your pillow. And keep quiet about it." Well, he brought it and kept it. When that Panditji came, 9 o'clock, so now before starting, he went to wash his hands with the water in the lota. The lota was not available. It had disappeared from under his pillow. "Oh my lord, gone, gone, gone." He was 100% unnerved. He didn't have the guts to go and meet, face him, face the other contender. So he straight went to Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, prostrated before him. "Sir, I concede. You are the victor. I don't want to argue with you at all." Then, with a mischievous smile, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa told him, "Well, you have not agreed. So I have no hesitation saying, this morning, you know, Mother Kali walked into my room and she told the secret of your success, that you have got a lota and she asked me to bring it. But, well, it was the mother's bidding. So I went and I brought it. I kept it here. Come on, you take it back." That man was shocked that the mother and son was on his side. How could he ever hope to win over him? And this is our story. And another story. Ramakrishna one day, suddenly he called some of his disciples and told, "Hey, I would like to have today that red pumpkin, which we call it kumda in Hindi." Red pumpkin? It was out of season. Nowhere it will be available. But the Guru has asked, how can they say no? So his shishyas went each one to a different direction in search of a red pumpkin. One of them, after some distance, he sighted a small plant of the red pumpkin where there's a small red pumpkin in that tree bark. It was to grow, but it was fairly big. He called the owner of the house and told him, my Gurudev badly wants the red pumpkin. So please, I got only 2 rupees. I'll give it to you, the entire 2 rupees. Please give that. Hey, fool, have you kept it for giving charity to people? Look here, it will take another 1 or 2 months before it grows its full size. Then I will cut it into various pieces. And that time, if you happen to come, you need not pay, I will give you 1 piece. But not now, get out. So he was highly disappointed and was going. Barely he would have gone about half a mile, suddenly one big baboon, one big monkey had snatched that pumpkin from that creeper and he was bringing it. He was looking at it now with a wonder. Oh my Lord, what I failed to do, it has done. But that monkey went a little forward, kept it in the middle of the road and went away. Well, he took the pumpkin and reached home. He went at morning 10 o'clock. He returned by evening 4 o'clock. Immediately they prepared a vegetable out of pumpkin, out of the red pumpkin. They took it to Thakur. Ramakrishna himself was fondly known as Thakur. Thakur asked, hey, why are you bringing it at this time? Sir, this morning you wanted. Did I? He just touched it with one hand and kept it in his mouth. Ah, very good. Come on, take it away. God knows why these people do. He was not in need. After all, a man who had left all, the meat said they would go after a small pumpkin. It could be a test for the disciples. How persistent they are. How devoted they are. And that very devotion made it possible to get what is perhaps impossible in that season. So, this is another story about it. There are so many, which many of them I have forgotten. One more I tell you. One of the disciples of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, he was known as Kali. And which is a monastic name. Monastic name I've forgotten. This Kali, he was one who went to UK mainly and USA. And he was completely established in the non-dualism, that is Advaita. And after the departure of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa from this world, his form was no more. He came back to India. He used to have a lot of lectures and he had a lot of money. So he brought a lot of, he converted them to gold biscuits and he brought them. Because they were all poor. The monastery was very poor. They couldn't afford to build a proper monastery for Thakur. They had just installed him. See, in the present Belur Mutt, at one corner, the old mutt is there. Then they have just kept him, that's all, kept it, the Thakur's statue. It was just kept in a normal way. kept on a pedestal of bricks and cement. He went to the president of the Ramakrishna Mutt at that time in Kolkata to Brahmananda and told him, "Sir, I have not enough gold. Our thakur should not be kept in normal mortar, brick and cement. I want that the pedestal where he is kept should be made of gold." Then our Rakhal Maharaj told him, "Listen, Kali, while our master was alive, he had never touched the gold. He would never like you to come anywhere near him. He shunned the gold and silver. And now his body is no more. You want to build for him a golden altar? Chi?" Kali would not hear of it. "You people are stingy. You don't want to spend a pai for your Gurudev. I am going to get it done. I am equally your colleague. I am entitled to do what I want." And he was going to the bazaar to find out a proper goldsmith who can send a man to prepare a pedestal. And when he was going through some lanes, somebody pulled the hem of his garment. Suddenly he turned. There, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was standing flesh and blood. "Oh," he said, "Kali, did you hear what Rakhal Maharaj told? Do accordingly. I don't want any pedestal made of gold or silver." As Kali was very stubborn like, and he never believed in visions. He said, "My Gurudev has long left his body. This is some vision. I don't believe in visions." He was an Advaiti. He didn't believe in visions. So he was going. He discarded. He disregarded. And he was going further. Again, in another turn, the same thing happened. Somebody pulled his garment. Again, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, "I warn you for the second time, Kali, don't do things on your own against the wishes of the of Brahmananda. His ideas are my ideas." Again he disregarded. He went further. And he had come to the goldsmith's shop. There are four steps. He just ascended the first step and he saw, in all seriousness, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa standing on the first step from the other side, on the four steps. He is down below, he is up. "Kali, yes, you take the gold and you have it done. But I won't be there. I am leaving just now. I won't be there, only a statue will be there. So where I was there in the statue, now you will be having a dead statue there. It won't be alive with me. That is all that you do what you want." He just disappeared. Now, our Kali was really perturbed. "Yes, my lord, this is exactly like what my master would have said, so I can't afford to transgress his words. I can't afford it." So, he turned back. He never went into the shop. He abandoned that idea. I'm told that he put some sandalwood pedestal and all that and finished it. That's all. He didn't dare to put a golden one and all that. That's there. And this is another story. Well, these are not so popular, like. Well, coming to the last.
Okay.
There is yet another episode the life of Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, which is not very popularly known. And there's a day when a few people have come from Kolkata to Dakshineswar to see Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa was sitting there and talking with them, and they were with avid interest, they were listening to what the Master was talking about. At the time, one of the great scholars of Bengal, who was known as Vyakarana Kesari, he had the title. He was a specialist in the Vyakarana subject. She had come with a view to have a darshan of the Paramahamsa. She had heard there was a Paramahamsa. He was a man who was well versed in scriptures, so you know what a Paramahamsa is. Paramahamsa is one of the highest states of sannyas. While, of course, the state in which Ramana was still higher, but it does not belong to the sannyasi cadre. It was beyond it all. It was called Ati. He was called Ati Varnashrami. That's, of course, from the inception of the world, there have been less than 10 people who can claim to that state. And when he came to Paramahamsa, he was surprised. Paramahamsa was sitting and he was talking like a common man, and on one side of his was like a pair of shoes, on the other side was his chappals. He said, "Yeah, Paramahamsa with shoes, yeah, Paramahamsa with chappals." Then he addressed those people that come from Calcutta, Kolkata. "Hey, fools of Kolkata, you people do not know who a Paramahamsa is." He was quoting from the scriptures, Atita Anusandhanam, Bhavishyad Vicharanam, Audasina Viproktam, Jivanmukta Selekshanam. These are given there. He doesn't have any one of them. See here, he is having his shoes, he is having his chappals. He does call himself Paramahamsa. Do you people from the city know what is a Paramahamsa? Lord, he is far from being a Paramahamsa. Then Paramahamsa stood up. He went to a corner, brought his mosquito net and his coat. He said, "Oh, gentlemen, not this chappal alone. See here, I got a full coat. See here, I've got a mosquito net." "Oh, oh, what a Paramahamsa with a mosquito net." "With all these things, oh, my Lord, has been my ill luck that I was drawn to this place. When I came, I find a charlatan sitting over there, an imposter. But it's now evening. I can't go anywhere else. Okay, let me go and do my evening ablutions of known as Sandhya Vandana. This evening Arghya was to be given." He goes to the Ganges. He gave the Arghya, Arghyanjali, to the Lord Surya, where he simply pours some water from his hand, about three horns up, and then he pours it down as an oblation to the sun god. And then when he sat for doing Gayatri Japa, he called the Gayatri Devi, Ayat Varada Devi. He called her. But then, instead of Gayatri, he found the Paramahamsa was standing, laughing at him. "Oh my Lord, what is all this?" He turned towards east, towards another side. He was originally towards west. He turned towards east. Sat down. Again he called, Ayadvarada Devi, Akshara Brahma Samhitam. Then he finds Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. Shut his eyes, there was Paramahamsa. Opened his eyes, there was Paramahamsa standing. Turned to the left, there was Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. Turned to the left, there was Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. His head was reeling. Oh my Lord, he's not a simple Paramahamsa. He's a higher cadre. And what a fool I was not to recognize it. Yes, Hamsanam Nemo Nasti. A Paramahamsa has got no rules. It's beyond all rules, this man has transcended. And I didn't have the wish to recognize it. My Lord, what a fool I was. And I called him a fool. Goes back, falls on the feet of Paramahamsa. Master, I have done an irreparable, unpardonable mistakes in calling you a fool. Well, I was a fool. Please forgive me. The Lord has shown me that you are not a simple Paramahamsa. You are the Lord Himself. As usual, Paramahamsa laughed. He said, I don't know what you are saying. I am a simple beggar sitting here at the corner of the Dakshineswar. Well, I can't say what you are all telling me. I don't know anything about it. So this is one anecdote in the life.
Thank you. Really, what about some of his quotes? What about some of Thakur's quotes?
Quotations do not come too easily. This capability is only for him. I never remember anything of the sayings and all that of Ramana, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa or anybody. I know only the scriptures. Those shlokas I remember. Nothing of the modern saints.
Thank you.
Yes. Really, it's unfortunate when the Swamiji was quoting after quoting quotations after quotations. I was feeling sorry. I don't have that capacity.
But you tell us when you talk, very casually when you talk about Thakur, suddenly you break into Bengali and start talking about some Bengali quotes, and then you translate those into English when you.
I don't remember. I can only say, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was completely, he surrendered himself to the mother. He used to say to the mother, Icha Mayima Shogali Tomaricha. Mother, you are the god of Icha Shakti, you are the Icha Shakti. So, whatever you want, you can do. Just as the Christians say, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The same thing. And then he says that Ami jantro tumi jantri, Ami rotho tumi roti, Jeman characho ma temoni choli. He says, Mother, I am the machine. You are the operator. And mother, I am the chariot. You are the charioteer who is activating it. Mother, as you make me function, I am functioning. I am a puppet in your hands. It's true of everybody. We are all puppets in the hands. We are all thought waves of the Supreme. Your thought wave cannot act independently. It is all his thoughts which have condensed itself to Abir, to Shantananda, to everybody. So, yeah, puppet, we are really puppets in the hands of the mother. That's all.
Guruji, that line where you say the mother does everything but we say we do it.
He says, the same one he says. তোমার কর্ম তুমি করো মা, লোকে বলি করি আমি। Mother, all, everything, whatever happens here in this world, you are doing it. And the a normal man says, well, I did this, I wrote the poem, I invented the relativity theory. Who are you? Yes, sir. And another place he says, see, the name of the Lord is highly potent. People underestimate it. You go for the various mantras, the name of the Lord, you don't require to take it from anybody. You can just chant it while the mantra has to be given by a guru. Here, no guru is essential. And the names are so potent, if you take it, you can get the same effect as you get through the mantras. He says, Ma, Kashi Kanchi Prabhasham, Kashi Kanchi Kevachai, Kali Kali Bule, Kali Kali Bule, Ojopa Jodi Purai. Mother, what is the use of going to Kashi, Kanchi, Prabhasa, Haridwar, Kurukshetra? No. It's enough if I tell your name, Kali, 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 and then go on rotating my beats. That's all. There's more than enough.
Thank you very much.
Everybody's so happy. Look at his face.